Today's daf is Menachis daf Pei Zayin. We are at the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Pei Vav Amud Beis. Before we begin, today's daf is being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Esther Rivka Bas Gershon Halevi. So the Mishnah, Me'ayin Hayu Mevi'in Es Hayayin. From where would the Gizbar take the wine that was going to be used in the Beis HaMikdash? So the Nesachim involved wine. The question is, where did that wine come from? Kiduchim, the Atulin, these were places, Alfaliyai, that produced the best wine in Eretz Yisrael. So the Katchila, that's where the wine would come from. Shnielahem, second best, is Beis Rima, U Beis Lavan Bahar, which were both on a mountain, U Kfar Signa Babika, which was in a valley. Kol HaRotz Yisrael Yikshayis. The truth is that all lands, any wine that's produced in Eretz Yisrael was okay. Ela Mikano Yimavim. However, there was a lekatchila and a second best. Thus, the Mishnah mentions those places. Emevian, you're not allowed to bring wine from a vineyard that is mibeis hazvalim, a fertilized field. V'lo mibeis hashlochim, or from a field that relies on irrigation. V'lo mimashin is rename, or from a field where things grow in between the vines. V'mhevi b'diavet kosher. Emevian halistiyon, you're not allowed to bring wine that comes from grapes that were sweetened as a result of the fact that they sat out in the sun for an extended period of time. So if the wine comes from sweet grapes, it's not okay. Vim hevi b'diavet kosher. Ein mevi'in yasha. You're not allowed to bring aged wine. Divrei Rabbi. V'chachom v'machshir. V'chachom say it's okay. Ein mevi'in. You're not allowed to bring loy masik, not sweet wine. V'loy me'ushan, or wine that was smoked. V'loy mevushan, or mevushal wine. Vim hevi b'diavet pasul. V'ein mevi'in min adolyes. You're not allowed to take wine from vines that grew on fences. So sometimes the vines will be interwoven in a fence. It's called a trellis. So you're not allowed to take wine from such a vine. Elemen araglios. You're supposed to take wine from vines that grow on the ground. They're closer to the earth. That's where you want the wine to come from. Umen akromema oivtim. Additionally, you're supposed to take wine from a vineyard that was cultivated. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. You're not allowed to gather the wine that's going to be used in the Beis HaMikdash in large casks. Rather, you're supposed to put it in small barrels. The wine that's going to be used in the Beis HaMikdash, when you put it in the barrel, you shouldn't fill the barrel all the way up to the top. And the reason is, because if there's a little bit of space between the top of the wine and the cover of the barrel, that causes the reyach, the aroma of the wine to gather in that area. Like this, when you pop open the cork, you have that smell. Additionally, when you take wine now out of this barrel, you're not supposed to take from the top part of the barrel, because mold would sometimes gather there. Nor from the bottom of the ashmarim, because the sediment there. Elo mevi mishlisha, from the middle third, me emtsa, from the middle of the middle third. How exactly did you go about to make sure that you're taking from the middle third, not from the bottom? So to get rid of the top third is easy. But the question is, what about the middle? You only want the middle and not the bottom. How do you know that some of the bottom third isn't getting into what it is you're pouring to use in the Beis HaMikdash? So the Mishnah says, HaGizbar Yoshev, the Gizbar would sit, V'akana b'yaday, and he had a stick in his hand. Zara Kagir, as soon as he saw a little bit of sediment leave the barrel and go into what they were pouring the wine into, Hikish Bakana, he would hit the bottom of the barrel with a stick. And like this, the person pouring would know to stop pouring. The obvious question is, why can't you just say it? Why do you have to hit it? Tomorrow's going to ask the kasha. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Omer, sheyesh bei kimchin pasul. If there's kimchin, a little bit of sediment inside the wine, it's pasul. Shenemach tmimim yu lochem umin chasam. Tmimim yu lochem v'neskeyem. Tmimim means it has to be perfect. It says it twice. Shina kasav l'akev. Thus, v'dievet, if there's going to be a little bit of these kimchin, it's going to be pasul. So the Mishnah said a lot of halachas regarding the wine that was used in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Gemara is going to go through now, line by line, explaining the Mishnah. So the Mishnah had said, Ein mevi'in, loy masoik, v'loy mevushol, v'loy me'ushan. You're not allowed to bring wine that's sweet, wine that's cooked, wine that smoked, them heavy, but the evid possible. Freak the Gemara, is that true? Yayin masuk, but the evid is possible. Vaktani ratio, the ratio of the mission said, Emevin is alistioin. You're not allowed to take wine from grapes that were exposed to the sun and as a result became sweet. The imhevi and but the evid kosher. So what's the difference between yayin halistioin and yayin masuk? Yayin halistiyin is wine that comes from grapes that were exposed to the sun for a very long time in a way that causes the grapes to become sweet. In other words, you have sweet wine. Yayin masik is also sweet wine. Yayin halistiyin, the Mishnah says, imhevi kosher. Yayin masik, the Mishnah says, imhevi pasal. Ravina karich betanis. Ravina says, you have to edit the Mishnah. You're right, can't be. Yayin halistiyin, yayin masik is one and the same. The issue with both is the fact that they're masik. The real girsa in the Mishnah is that yayin masik is pasal, thus, don't say yayin halistiyin is kasha, but add yayin halistiyin to the list of masuk and mevushal and mevushan, meaning that lachas is going to be possible. Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi said, no, chuliyu de shimshalay mas, chuliyu de peyer mas. It's true, they're both sweet wine, but they're sweet for different reasons. One is sweet because it was exposed to the sun. The other one is sweet because the grape was naturally sweet. If it's halistiyin, it's sweet because it was exposed to the sun, but the evidence is going to be kasha. If it's yayin masuk, it's from a fruit that's naturally sweet, it's ma'os. As a result, you're not supposed to use it. Even the in Yashin Devei Rebbe, v'chachabim machshirim. So even though aged wine is usually a good thing, but when it came to the Nesachim and the Beit Hamikdash, it was a bad thing. Why? Oh, my chiskim, my time with the Rebbe, my krotz, learned from a pasuk. It says la keves yayin, and this is a pasuk we're all familiar with. V'neskeim chatzi ahin yir lapar, u'shlishes ahin la'ayil, u'revias ahin la keves yayin zois oylas chaydesh v'chotshei hashana. It says la keves yayin, my keves, just like the keves. That's the oylas. That's the keves that was used for the carbon musaf on Rosh Chodesh. Ben Shnasai had to be a year old. Afiyayim Ben Shnasai. So it's true. It's a mila for the wine to be aged. But at the same time, there's exeris hakasov that the yayin has to be like the keves. The keves had to be a ben shana. The wine had to be as well. Ima keves ben shtei shana pasal afiyayim ben shtei shana pasal. Does that mean that b'di'evet, just like if the keves is 2 years old, it's pasal, it means that the wine that's 2 years old is going to be pasal as well? Says the Gemara, maybe. V'chitei ma'achi nami, but I'm going to the price. Yayin ben shtei shana lo'yavi, v'maybe kosher. You see, b'di'evet, the wine is kosher. Now, man shama li'dama lo'yavi, who's the one that says that you're not allowed to bring aged wine? Who said it in our Mishnah? Rebbe. V'ka amar. In heavy kosher, and still the price it says, but the evidence kosher. So what's the kasha? If the makar that aged wine is possible is because it says la keves yayin, yayin dumyo de keves, then just like that teaches me that lekatchilo you're not supposed to use aged wine, it should teach me that b'di'evet aged wine is going to be possible. Elam harava hainu taima de Rebbe, the makar to Rebbe's halach that you have to use yayin chadash dafka for the nesachim. You're not allowed to use aged wine. It's from somewhere else. Dechsev, the pasuk says in Mishlei, al tere yayin ki is adam. Pashut, this is musar. Don't drink wine when it's very red because it's going to lead to problems. But what you see from here is that wine is best when it's the most red. And wine is the most red when it's a ben shana. And it's based on that, that halacha is the wine that was going to be used for the nesachim. We want it to be kiyas adam. That's ben shana. That's the halacha. Nothing to do with the hekish of lakeves yoy. Emevian, loymen adalios. And then the Mishnah said, so you're supposed to take vines that are raglios, that are attached to the ground. Additionally, umin hakronim ha'oivdim. You're supposed to take it from a vineyard that was quote-unquote cultivated. What does that mean? Tana kromim ha'avudim pamayim b'shana. So there were vineyards that were worked once a year, and then there were vineyards that were worked twice a year. So whatever work was done in the vineyard, they would do it tzimtzveitinmo. That's considered a good thing, and as a result, we want the katchila that the wine that's going to be used for the nesachim should come from such a vineyard. Rabbi Yosef habali karnu de pardisa. Rabbi Yosef owned a corner lot in a paradise, the Rafik Beitvei Rivka, and he did this. He worked it twice, va'avad chamra, and when he produced wine, Rabbi Yosef's wine was so good, it was the Dari Maya al-Chad train. That wine back in the times of Chazal used to be diluted. But in terms of how much water you needed to cut this wine, to dilute it, you needed twice the amount of water, which was a good thing. Like this, you're able to preserve the wine. You had much more bang for your buck as far as using the wine goes. And it all happened because Rabbi Yosef worked the field a second time. So you see, there's a mila to work the field a second time. And it plays itself out in Masechtas Menachos, the wine that's going to be used for the Nesachim, should the katchila come from such a field. The Mishnah says you're not supposed to take the wine after it's produced and put it in large casks. Rather, you're supposed to put it in barrels. Tana, what kind of barrels? Chaviyos, what does that mean? Kadiyos, ludiyos, beninyos. So you're supposed to take jugs from lud that are beninyos, the middle size. You're not supposed to put two next to each other. El achas achas. When you store it, it should be one, not two near each other. The reason is because if you can have two next to each other, one of them may go bad, and it's going to cause the other one to go bad. So, like this, if one goes bad, it's only going to affect itself. It won't affect the other one. If you store them in piers, then one would have an ability to affect the other. Ketzad, boidig, The Mishnah then said that the wine that was going to be used had to be from the middle part of the wine. You don't want to use the top part because mold gathers there. You don't want to use the bottom part because you're not supposed to have shmarim. Rabbi Yehuda said, if there's kimchen, it's even possible by the evet. So what you do is you take the middle. Ketzad boydek. So the Mishnah said, how do you know that you're taking the middle? I mean, you know how to make sure it's not from the top third. But how, as you're pouring, do you know you're not taking from the bottom third? Said the Mishnah, there was a gizbar who was yoshev. He was literally watching it as the water was, as the wine was pouring out. Vikana biyadi, had a stick in his hand. Zarek hagir, if he saw a little bit of sediment leave the barrel, hikish bekana, he would hit it. Tana, zarek hagir, shal shmarim, gizbar hikish bekana. Freik the gemara, v'leim alei meimar. Why does he have to hit it? Why can't he just say? Just like dibur is a good thing around besamim, kach dibur ra liyayin. So if you talk while wine is being poured, it's not a good thing. And as a result, we don't want to affect the wine even in the subtlest of ways. Thus, the gizbar wouldn't talk. He wouldn't say anything. Everybody was quiet. He would hit it with a little stick, and that was the sign that he's supposed to stop pouring. Rabbi Yehuda said that if the yayin has kimchin, the halach is it's going to be possible. Rabbi Yochanan, hikdishoy ma'u sheyilake olav mishum ba'amum. If somebody is makdish, this wine that has kimchin or some of the other wines that are possible, do we say that being that the wine is possible, we treat it like a ba'amum? And it's as if he was makdish a ba'amum and he's going to get malchus for that? Or not. So this is the third time we've had the Shaila. Keeping the pasul kibal mum dami. Thus you have the whole Shulchan Aruch of Balmum. And the Gemara gives the same answer it gave the other two times. Teiku Tana Rabbanan. Elim. So if you're going to bring Elim for the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, where should the Elim come from? What's the best place? What's the alpha for Elim? Mimayav. Kvasim mechevroin. Agolim misharoin, goizolois mehara melech. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Mevi'in kvasim lekatchila." When the kvasim were brought, the sheep were brought for the Beis Hamikdash. There was a maila to take sheep that were gavam kerachban, that their height and their width were the same. Amar Rava bar Rav Shela, my time of the Rabbi Yehuda, the chsev yire mikna chabayei mahu kar nirchav. So we're talking about mikna nirchav. It's wide. Same with, as Haiksiv, the Pasuk says, Al-Choy Moisayich Yerushalayim, Hifkadeti Shoimrim Kol Hayoyim V'chol Halayla. And this is a Pasuk in Yeshaya Samach Beis. Tomed Lo Yechashu HaMaskirim Es Hashem Al-Domi Lochem. So first of all, why are we even bringing this Pasuk right now? Because we just mentioned a memra from Rava Bar Rav Shela, who said, Taimid Rav Yehuda, that said it was a milo that the keva should be as wide as it is tall, is learnt out from a pasuk in Yeshaya Paraglamid. So now we have another halacha that Rav Bar Rav Shela said, also from a pasuk in Yeshaya Samach Beis. And this is a pasuk that's a little better known than the previous pasuk. Al-Choy Moisayich Yerushalayim, Hifkadeti Shoimrim Kol Hayom V'Kol HaLayla. Now, Pasha Pshad, if you look at the Mefarshim in Sefer Yeshaya, Evan Ezra, the Radak, the Metzudas Tava, they all say that these Shoimrim that are sitting on the Chaymais Yerushalayim, Kol Hayoyim V'Chol HaLayla, Tamid Lo Yechashu, they're never quiet. Hamaskirin Es Hashem, they're reminding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Domi Lochem, and they're never ever quiet. It's referring to the Avei Leitzion. These are the Yidden that mourn Yerushalayim, and they never forget about Yerushalayim. The Bachay Sifke Balayla, even in Golos, they're never forgetting Churban Beis HaMikdash. Stating that, Rava Bar Rav Shela had a different shot. He understood Al Chaymoisayech Yerushalayim Hefgadeti Shoimrim, that these Shoimrim were Malachim. The pasuk is a little bit mashma that way. It sounds like a Kadosh Baruch Hu appointed these people. The Avele Tzion are Bali Bechira. They chose themselves to mourn Yerushalayim. Al Chaymoisayech Yerushalayim Hefgadeti. I appointed Shoimrim Kol Hayoyim V'Chol HaLayla. So there are Malachim, said Rava Bar Rav Shela, that today in Golos are sitting by the Chaymos Yerushalayim. And Tamid Lo Yecheshu, they're never quiet. Hamaskirin es Hashem. And they keep reminding Hashem. Mayamri, what are they saying? What are they reminding HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Amar Rava Bar Shela, they're saying, Atos okum tirachim tzioin ki eis lechen en okiva moy. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, what they're saying is, Boine Yerushalayim Hashem, nidche Yisrael yichanes. Now this is what they say in Golos. Either Atos okum tirachim tzioin ki eis lechen en okiva moy, u Boine Yerushalayim Hashem, nidche Yisrael yichanes. These are both psukim that are being maskira Kodesh Baruch Hu, rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Incidentally, I saw in the Inn Elio, he says, Atosokim Terachim Tzion, Ki Eis Lechenena. That's Be'ita. Ki Eis Lechenena Kiva Moed. Boine Yerushalayim Hashem Nitche Yisrael Yechanes. Boine Yerushalayim is Miloshen Hoiva. As if to say, this second, build That's Achishenu. So Rav Bar Rav Sheva said the pasuk that they're being masked HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the pasuk of Be'ita. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said that the pasuk that they're reminding HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the pasuk of Achishenu. But regardless, this is all in the time of Korban. Umikar Mai Habu Amri. It sounds like these malachim were there while the Beis HaMikdash stood as well. Then they weren't saying Boinei Yerushalayim Hashem because there was a Beis HaMikdash. Then they weren't saying Atosachim Trachim Tzin Keis Lechena Kiva Mayed because that Mayed was there. Amar Rav Bar Rav Sheva, what they would say is Kivachar Hashem B'tzioin Iva L'moishav Loi. Hadron Allah Kol Karbonos Hatzibur. So before we go weiter, I just want to go back to the last Gemara that we learned yesterday's daf. We went through it very quickly and speak out a little bit of raid. That is, the Gemara was discussing the Shemen Zayas that was used for the Menorah versus the Shemen Zayas that was used for the Menachas. And the standards were different for the oil that was used for the Menorah than what? For the oil that was used for the menachas. Remember, Derech Agav, the Gemara concluded with a little bit of Divrei Agada. And that was, the pasuk says, Va'ata titzaves b'nei Yisrael v'yikhu eilecha. Tzaves b'nei Yisrael v'yikhu eilecha. What does eilecha mean? Amar Rav Shulban Achmeni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, eilecha v'loi li. Don't think that the reason you lie in the menorah is for me. As if to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells in the Makom HaMikdash, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs light. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is incapable of providing his own light. As a result, light the menorah. And the menorah will be l'tzoyrech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the emphasis. Va'ata tetzaves b'nei Yisrael v'yikhu eilecha. You're not doing it for me. You're doing it for yourself. Lo'y l'oyra ani tzorech. Proof? Because if I needed it, then the menorah would be next to the shulchan. The shulchan is shulchan shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Usually you put the lights next to the table where you're reading. But the shulchan is in Tzofen and the menorah is in Darim. That's a raya that it's not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another raya from the way Shlomo HaMelech built the windows. Wide, narrow. That was also right. The bottom line is, it's not for me, rather it's for you. What's for you? What does it mean? Why do we, what does Klal Yisrael need? The menorah, says the Gemara, Michutz l'pareichas ha'edos b'yomoyed, it was edos l'chol b'yoyim sh'ashchina sh'ayir b'Yisrael. Because it was edos that the shchina was sh'ayir in Klal Yisrael. V'im toimer, well, how was what and what was the Eidah, says the Gemara? Oh, my Rav was there, my Ravi. Shenoisna b'Hashem keneged chavriseh, u'mimeno hayomadlik u'ba hayomasayim. So the tachlis of the menorah was really the Ner Maravi. Through the miracle of the Ner Maravi, there was Eidos liYisrael. Really, l'chol bo'i yoylam, sh'ashchina sh'ayra b'Yisrael, thus it's for yikhu eilecha. It's not for me, it's really for Klal Yisrael. The bottom line is that the Ner Maravi was Eidos and it was a miracle that took place every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. What bothered me was, is we always speak out the Mishnah in Perikei, in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah discusses Asara Nisim, 10 miracles that happened La'avisena b'Beis HaMikdash. La'yipila isha mirech p'sar ha'kodesh, v'yisrich p'sar ha'kodesh mi'oylam, etc., etc. And the Mishnah does not mention the Ner Maravi. So the Chura, at first glance, sarach bir. You have a Gemara, menachas ta'pei v'av amad beis. It's also a Gemara in Shabbos chav beis amad beis. It's something that everybody knows. We're all familiar with the Ner Maravi. The Ner Maravi was a miracle. It was such a great miracle that it was edus l'chol bo'i yoylam sh'ashchina sh'ayra b'Yisrael. If that's the case, why isn't it mentioned in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, where the Mishnah mentions the Asara Nisim that were not a fear ha'ara. The truth is, Rabbeinu Bachya in Parsha Shmini has a more extended list of the miracles that happen every day in the Beis HaMikdash. We spoke out this Rabbeinu Bachya in Perek Dam Chatos. The context over there was if a little bit of chatos goes into a klicheres, you have to break the klicheres. So the question was, what happened to all the shards of the klicheres? And Rabbeinu Bachya brings a chazal that they were swallowed up in the ground. Figure Rabbeinu Bachya, if there was a miracle that the shards of the klicheres that were broken in the Azara were swallowed up in the ground, how come it's not Mishnah, mentioned the Mishnah Pirkei Avos? Perikei Mishnah, hey, Azor, Nisim, Nasul, Abisena, Beveis, HaMikdash. And if you go through the Mishnah, it doesn't mention that. So Rabbeinu Bachya, I'm going to be Megala something to you. That Mishnah mentions 10 miracles. Really, there were 18 miracles. There's another 8 miracles, and it's true, it's not mentioned in that, but it's part of the longer list. It's part of the 18. And then Rabbeinu Bachya goes on and he mentions the 18, the 10 in the Mishnah Novus. He adds the other, and one of the other 8 that he mentions is this, the Ner Maravi, which was Eidos L'Chabay Olam Sh'ashchina Sh'ayir B'Yisrael. So it's true, the Ner Maravi didn't make the cut of the top 10 that the Mishnah mentions in Pirkei Avos, but it made the second tier. It made the second list. It's in Rabbeinu Bachya's list. It's in the list of the top 18. But the truth then is, just to reformulate the question, why are there even two lists? Why is there a list of the 10 miracles? And then there's the list of the other 8 miracles. L'chura, they were all nisim that happened every day in the Beis HaMikdash. What would be wrong if there was only one list? The truth is, you know, asks the Kasha, the Tais Yontif. Now, the Tais Yontif doesn't mention this Rabbeinu Bachya. He doesn't talk about 18. He doesn't mention the Ner Maravi. He doesn't mention the Klicheris that was swallowed up in the ground. The Tais Yontif says one line. Asara nisim nasu la v'yisena b'Beis HaMikdash. Zok the Tais Yontif, v'kamani lohu d'lei remizu b'krak klal. The Mishnah is mentioning miracles that happened la v'yisena b'Beis HaMikdash that are not even merumas in a pasuk anyway. In other words, Tais Yontif was bothered with this kasha. It's only 10. There's others. Now, Maravi, there are others. So why are we only mentioning 10? It says that Tais Yontif, it must be there's something unique about these 10. What's unique about these 10? What's unique is that le remizu b'krakla. So you have to say that the Ner Maravi is merumas in the pasuk. Michutz l'pareicha say edos b'yomayid, edos u'l'chabayoylam. Whatever exactly the remez is, we'll learn some of the sugyas later. But the reason it's not mentioned in the Mishnah is because the Mishnah is only mentioning nisim that le remizu b'krakla. But there's a very obvious ha'ara. In light of some of the raid that we've spoken out, there's a obvious aura on this Tosfos Yontif, and that is from the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon wrote a pirish on Pirkei Avos, and the Vilna Gaon's pirish on Pirkei Avos is very unique. It's not a pirish so much as it is the Vilna Gaon tracing the Mekairos, the sources, from Teresh HaBiksav to the Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos. So if you take a look at the Vilna Gaon, every single time the Mishnah says something, the Vilna Gaon is going to send you to a pasuk. So similar to what the Vilna Gaon did in his Bir Hagra, where the Vilna Gaon has a source from a Chazal, a Gemara, a Yerushalmi, a Medrash Rabbah, a Sifra, a Sifri, a Teres Kayanim, a Psikta, for a Halach and Shulchan Aruch. The Vilna Gaon did the same thing to Mishnayos. So you have a Mishnah which was written by the Tanaim, so the source is going to have to be one step back. It's going to be a source from the Teres HaBiksav. And it's Yidua that the Vilna Gaon said that the reason he did this is because Pirkei Avos is called Avos. Why is it called Avos? The first Rashi, Masechtas Bava Kama. Bava Kama Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Arba Avos Nezikin. Avos kari lahanoch dechsivim b'kra behedya. The definition of avos is something that's mefurish in the Torah. So said the Vilna Gaon, Pirkei Avos is a tifkai, classic Vilna Gaon. Avos is kari lahanoch dechsivim b'kra behedya. That means there must be a scriptural source somewhere for this Mishnah. It was a scriptural source for the Mishnah, so the Vilna Gaon's avoda, when he wrote his pirush on Pirkei Avos, was to find where all the Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos are mefurish, where exactly the chsivim b'kra behedya. If that's the case, L'chura, it's a shver Tosfos Yontif. Tosfos Yontif is saying that the Asara Nisan that I mentioned in the Mishnah over here in Perikei and Pirkei Avos are dafka kamani l'hu d'loi remizu b'kra klal. That goes against the very essence of what Pirkei Avos is. Avos is dafka kari lahanach t'chsivim b'kra behedya. The way that Vilna Gaon classically said. Truth is, if you take a look at the Gaon's Pirish on this Mishnah, the Gaon doesn't say anything. So every single Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, the Gaon has a scriptural source. Over here, the Gaon doesn't say anything. And it's not because the Vilna Gaon couldn't find the Makar. I'd say that's very, very highly unlikely. So the Gaon doesn't have a Makar, except for two. The last two things that I mentioned in the Mishnah, the Vilna Gaon does have a Makar. What are the last two? Hizik nachash va'akrav b'Yerushalayim yoylam. A nachash or akrav was never mazik in Yerushalayim. V'loy omar adam lechaver etzar li hamokad. And a person never felt imbakvent when he was in Yerushalayim. The Yidin wa'il regel said all the Jews descending upon Yerushalayim at the same time. You'd think there'd be traffic, it'd get a little uncomfortable. It was never that way. V'loy omar adam lechaver etzar li hamokad. Says the Vilna Gaon on those last two, shenemar, it says kalilas yoifi mistois kol aretz. Says the Gaon to have him a car. Yerushalayim is klilas yoifi. It's yoifi. It's mesois kol aretz. It's the happiest place in the world. If a nachash and an akriv would bite, if the person would sometimes feel uncomfortable, it would be a stira. It would be a contradiction to Yerushalayim being klilas yoifi. To Yerushalayim being mesois kol aretz. So the Vilna Gaon didn't have him a car to the first eight. But the Vilna Gaon had a little bit of a remiss to the last two. But the bottom line is we have a Tosfos Yontif that says, what's unique about these? V'kamanu l'remizu b'kra klal. L'chur, at first glance, it's inconsistent with the Gaon who said that Pirkei Avos is miloshen avos, as in Rashi, Bava Kama, Dabezim, and Aleph. Avos kar l'hanach t'chsivim b'kra behedya. How could that be? It's interesting that the Gaon himself didn't seem to have one. Maybe this Mishnah is an exception to even the last two. It's a tzas remez, klilas yoifi, mesoitz kalaretz. That's an interesting horror, but there's another pshat. If you take a look at your Yochanu Boyaz, Mishnayos, there's another pshat right here, Alatar.
to explain why the Mishnah mentioned 10 and not the other 8 or any other miracles that may have happened every day in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Teferis Yisrael, Asara Nisim Nav Sol Aviseinu, V'Toivas Aviseinu. You know what was unique about these 10? They were all done for Klal Yisrael. V'Shar Nisim Shanasu Sham, the other miracles that happened, there were others. Lo Chashav Lutano, Midloi Hoya Behem Toivah. Because those were not for Klal Yisrael. Rather, Eidos Sheshchina Shairisham. The whole purpose of those was Eidosu L'chalboi Yoylam Sheshchina Shair B'Yisrael. So you see in this Teferet Yisrael two beautiful things. Number one, what's unique about these 10 is Asara Nisan Naso La'aviseinu B'Mikdash. It doesn't say Asara Nisan Naso B'Veis HaMikdash. Asara Nisan Naso La'aviseinu. And the Teferet Yisrael is being medayik. The word La'aviseinu means B'Shvil La'aviseinu, L'Toivas La'aviseinu. And that's what's unique about this list. These were all things that were done for the benefit of every single Yid. It was done L'Toivas Klal Yisrael. That's what's unique. There were others. The others weren't L'Toivas Aviseinu. That's why they're on the outside looking in. That's why they didn't make this cut. That's why they're not on this mission. What was then the purpose of those other miracles if they weren't L'Toivas Aviseinu? The Eidosu L'Chaboy Yoylam Sheshchina Shoyi B'Yisrael. Which means it wasn't just the Ner Maravi that was Eidosu L'Chaboy Yoylam. But all 8 miracles that Rabbeinu Bechaya says were not mentioned in this Mishnah right over here in Pirkei Avos. You know what you saw? The reason the Kli Cheres were Nivla into the ground, they were all Eidosu L'Chaboy Yoylam Sheshchina Shoyi B'Yisrael. Half of a fella. Either way, that's the first part. The second part is, so the purpose of the Ner Maravi was, Eidosu L'chaboy Yoylam, Shashchina Shaira B'Yisrael. L'chura, Ahara. That is, the Gemara says, in the Sechtes Yuma, Daf Lamed Tesam and Aleph, that for the 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was Kohen Gadol, during Bayit Sheni, there were miracles that happened every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. After Shimon HaTzadik was no longer Kohen Gadol, so all those miracles went away. One of the miracles that the Mishnah mentions is that the Ner Maravi was Doilik. So this Ner Maravi that the Gemara talks about in Menachas Peivav on the base, that the Gemara talks about in Shabbos Chabez on the base, it existed during Bayis Rishon, and it existed for 40 years of Bayis Sheni. Which 40 years? The 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was Kohen Gadol. But after Shimon HaTzadik was no longer Kohen Gadol, at that point, those miracles, the Ner Maravi no longer existed. But Al Kopanim, the 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was Kohen Gadol, there was a Ner Maravi. L'chura, the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Chaf Aleph from the days, that when Chagai HaNavi said Nevuah about Bayis Sheni, he said that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to allow the Yidden to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash ve'ikavda, and he's going to get covered through Bayis Sheni. And the word ve'ikavda is spelled Vav Aleph Kof Vez Dalet. There's no hay at the end. It's chaser hay. And Chazal say the reason it's chaser hay is there were 5 things that existed during Bayis Rishon that didn't exist during Bayis Sheni. The Gemara lists the 5 things. There's a question in the proper gears in the Gemara. But one of the 5 that everybody agrees is the right gears is Shechina. So whereas there was Shechina during Bayis Rishon, the Shechina was not Shaira in the second Beis HaMikdash. If that's the case, let's do the arithmetic. The Gemara says in Yuma Lamites that there was the Ner Maravi during the 40 years of Bayis Sheni that Shimon HaTzadik was Kohen Gadol. The Gemara says in Menachas Pei Vav on the base, and in Shabbos Chav Beis on the base, that the whole Yisoid of the Ner Maravi was Eidosi L'Yischol Bayoylam Shashchina Shair B'Yisrael. And the Gemara says in Yuma Chav Aleph on the base, that there was no Shechina during Bayis Sheni. Okay, it's sad. How do you reconcile these 3 Gemaras? But the Teretz is Pasha. You have to say the Shechina and the Shechina. There's different levels in Ashrei HaShechina. It's true that there was an Ner Maravi, which is Eidosi L'Chaboy Yoylam Shashchina Shoyi B'Yisrael, which suggests it was definitely Shechina during Bayis Sheni. And it's also true that one of the 5 things that were lacking from Bayis Rishon to Bayis Sheni was Shechina. Because there was Shechina, but at the same time, it was not qualitatively on the same level as the Shechina that existed during Bayis Rishon. This is a theme that we've spoken about, not recently, but over the years. V'hadvarim atikim. But just one ha'ara, ein beis medrash b'lo chiddush. I mean, this was already a chiddush, but just one other chiddush. And that is that l'chura, how could you say that there was no Shechina during Bayis Sheni? We know the Rambam Shita, the Rambam in Hilchos Beis Abchira, Perek Vav Alachat HaZayin, where the Rambam paskins Kedusha Rishayin to Kitchel L'Shaita, like Kitchel L'Asa Lovi, as it relates to Kedusha Zeret Yisrael, but as it relates to Kedusha Rishayin to Beis HaMikdash, Kedusha Rishayin to Kitchel L'Shaita, to Kitchel L'Asa Lovi. So for example, the Rambam Shita is, there's no Chumas and Maestris B'Zman HaZem Nidei Raisa, but Makrivim and Afal Pishayin Bayis, Tzvirish Kalasher, etc., etc. It's all based on the fact that there's no Kedusha Zeret Yisrael,
as it relates to Chumas and Maisers and Bekurim and Shvias, etc. But as it relates to Kedushas, Yerushalayim, or Beis HaMikdash, that, yeah, says the Rambam, Bechura, at first glance, what's this chilek between Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and Kedushas Yerushalayim? V'lomani oimer b'mikdash v'Yerushalayim, she'kedusha rishayin ha'kedushas and lasa lavay, u'b'kedusha shar Eretz Yisrael, li'yed Shvias u'maisris, lo'ikish lasa lavay. Says the Rambam, I'm going to explain it to you myself. You don't need noisa kenel for this. The Rambam himself explains it. L'fisha kedushas ha'mikdash v'Yerushalayim b'pnei ha'shchina, v'ha'shchina ein b'teilo. Because Yerushalayim in the base of Mikdash gets its kedusha from the shchina, and there's always shchina. There's always Shechina. So what's going on? If there's always Shechina, then there was definitely Shechina b'Bayis Sheni. That means it's even Shechina b'Zman Hazeh. I'll ask you another question. You daven Yerushalayim Mircha Berachim and Tashuv v'sishkoim b'soicha kasher dibarto. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'sishkoim b'soicha. L'chayra, what's pshat in the tefillah v'sishkoim b'soicha? How does this do with this Rambam? The Rambam at Perek Vav Hilchos Beis Abchira says that the Mikdushas HaMikdushalayim b'nei HaShechina v'Shechina ain't a b'teilo. That means the Shechina today. So what's this tefillah v'sishkan v'soicha kasher dibarto? Yeah, you want to tell me, build a Beis HaMikdash, Matzmiach Keren Yeshua, Malchus Beis David, there's a lot of things we don't have. But Shechina, the Rambam says, we do have. The Rambam says the Shechina zayin b'teilo. How did the Rambam understand the Nusachat Bracha of Yerushalayim Mircha, which comes from the Anshei Knesset Hagdela? V'sishkoim b'soicha kasher dibarta. The Teretz is, there's levels of Shechina. Of course the Rambam's saying the Shechina, but the Shechina and the Shechina and the Shechina and the Shechina. So we're dominating to the Vesishka and Vesayich HaKashu Dibarata. We want to go back to the real Shechina. But I'll call upon him just the second aura. The third aura, yeah, is a hashtag Mesha Chachma. Classic Mesha Chachma, I should say. And that is that we know that many of the Kelim in the Beis HaMikdash had Badim. There were poles affixed to the sides of them. And the purpose of the Badim was so that when the Levim carried the Kelim, the Mishkan, and the Beis HaMikdash, they would carry it with the poles. The Shulchan had poles. The Oroin had poles. The Mizbechos had poles, etc., etc. The Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma, Dafayim Bezim and Aleph, HaMeser Badei Oroin, Loika. If somebody would remove the Badim of the Oroin, Loika, he would get Malchus. Now that's only true for the Oren. It's not true for the Shulchan. It's not true for the Mizbeach. It's Davka the Oren. Hamesir Badi Oren Loika. And at first glance, it's Sarach Bir. What's the reason that if somebody removes the Badim for the Oren, he gets Malchus? But if somebody removes the Badim for one of the other Kalim in the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash, he's not going to get Malchus. It says Ramei Simcha, in Parshas Truma, I'm going to tell you Pshat, and Behektim a Rambam Shita. This is a Rambam Shita that's very important, especially as we come now closer to the Sugyas that discuss the Menorah. If you go through the Pesukim and Parshas Tetzava, it would seem that every single night the Kohen would light the menorah. He would have to make sure that there was enough oil to last until the morning. Rashi says, long enough for the Lele Teves. But the point is, it would light the entire night. The next morning, the Kohen would come and he would be made to the Neiros. He would clean up the Neiros. He would prepare. And then at night, repeat. He would do the same thing. There was a miracle with the Ner Maravi, etc., etc. And that is the sheet of all the Rishonim. With the exception of the Rambam. The Rambam, Perek Gimel Hilchas, Timidim and Musafin, Ve'in Kama Koyim El Arech, held a very big Kiddush. The Rambam says that the Koyim used to light the menorah twice, just like he brought the Milchas Chavitin twice, and there were two times that the Karbon Tamid was brought. He would light the menorah twice as well. He would light the menorah at night, and he would make sure, Tein Kimidasa, that it should be Me'erev Ad Boiker. And then in the morning, when he would be made of the Neiros from the night before, he would light the menorah again. And then at night, he would repeat. And the Rambam explains his shita. He says it's because I believe that the definition of hatavas aneiros includes hadlaka. That metiv doesn't just mean to clean, it also means to light. Thus, if the kohen was metiv aneiros in the morning, by definition, it means he was also madlik the aneiros in the morning. That is the Rambam shita. The Rashba and the Tshuva and all the Rishonim, the Chinuch, everybody's matmi on this Rambam. But that is, says Rambam, what's pshan in the Rambam? Well, but derech sichli, says Ramea Simcha, derech hamuskel, he calls it. What's Pashim Shah in the Rambam? He says, you know what I think Pashim in the Rambam is because the Gemara Menachas Peivav in the days, and the Gemara Shabbos Chav Beis in the days, and by the way, it's a Medrash Rabban, a Medrash Tanchum in the beginning of Pashas Baloichsko, all in a different nusach if you want to look it up. It's Kedai Ayin Shom with a mashal. But the bottom line is, it says Ramea Simcha, that the Gemara made a very big deal about the fact that even though there was a commandment to light the menorah, but at the same time, Loi Loira Anitzarech, HaKadosh Baruch says, don't think I need you to light. Light up my bias. That's not what this is all about. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Irish Alaylam. It's not for me. It's for you. It's for Yikwe Lecha. It's for you. It's Eidos Lechabay Oilam. Sheashchin Shayr B'Yisrael. But it's not for me.
But there would have been a Havamina ben Benoishel Havamina that maybe it was for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we needed to do certain things to make it clear that that's not what's going on. The Shulchan is in Sof and the Menorah is in Darim. The way the windows were made. This is all to the Haitzi Miliban Shal Tzadokim that nobody should think that the reason there's a Menorah is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe needs the Ar. Loi Loi Rani Tzarek, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Ramei Simcha, maybe the Rambam held that's why they lit the Menorah during the day as well. Because had the Menorah only been lit at night, you would think, oh, at night it's very dark. So at night HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs light. But during the day, oh, that's why we don't light the Menorah. So again, to be mafkir, that thought, that it's Loi Rani Tzarek, said Ramei Simcha, al derech ha-muskel, I believe that was Pshat in the Rambam. That the Rambam took this idea of Loi Loi Rani Tzarek and ran with it, so to speak. And said that maybe that's the beer. Obviously the Rambam held in Lumbis that HaTovim means HaTlaka. But at the end of the day, al derech ha-muskel, Meir Nevuchim Dik, the Rambam held that the reason there's a mitzvah to light the menorah in the morning, not just at night, is so that you shouldn't think Loi Rani Tzarek. So it says Rameir Simcha, it's amazing how Rameir Simcha goes from here to what Rameir Simcha is about to say. That based on that, I'll explain to you why there was an idea of not to remove the Badei Aron. Because the purpose of the poles was to carry the Kelim. But Chazal say the Aron was different. The Aron was Noiseus Noisav. So it says Ramei Simcha, if there would be a halacha, that the only time the poles have to be in the Aron is while you're carrying the Aron. But if you're not carrying the Aron, you can remove it like you can with the Badim of the Shulchan and the Mizbeach. People would think that the purpose of the Badim was really to carry the Menorah. But really the purpose of the Badim was not to carry the Menorah. Because the Aron was Noiseus Noisav. So to emphasize that point, you know what the Chachom, it's a pasuk in the Torah. Ha-moise bade aron loike. You're not ever allowed to remove the bade aron, even when you're not carrying it, to show that the purpose of the bade aron is not to be able to carry the aron, because you're never carrying the aron. But rather, the purpose of the bade aron is that it should be there. And that's why even when you're not carrying it, the halacha is going to be loike. To emphasize this idea of the aron noiseh es noiseh. For the same reason that the Rambam said that you light the menorah during the day, to show that it's loy loy rakani tzarech, it's for the same reason I mesa bade aron loika, to show that really her aron is nice. It's nice if there's a fourth aron, but let's learn a little bit gemar. Zok the mishnah weiter, a new parish. Stay midos shel yovesh hayu b'mikdash. There were two midos that were used to measure the soiles and the kemach that was going to be used for the menachos in the Beis HaMikdash. Isarayim. One was measured in Isarayim. V'chatzi Isarayim. The other one measured in Chatzi Isarayim. Meir says, Isarayim, Isarayim, V'chatzi Isarayim. There weren't two, there were three. Two of them measured in Isarayim, and the other one measured in the Chatzi Isarayim. The Gemara is going to explain why you needed two the size of an Isarayim. Maho Yemeshamesh. What did they use with the Isarayim? Shabbat Yemayil Chom Menachos. That's what they use all Menachos for, right? Almost all Menachos, how much soils did you have? You had an Isarayim. So you had to know how much is an Isarayim. So you had this measuring cup. It went up to an Isarin. That's a unit. If they brought a par, the Minchas HaSachan that came along with it had three Isarinos. If there was an aisle, it had two Isarinos. So you would think maybe there was a measuring cup that measured three Isarinos. And maybe there was a measuring cup that measured two Isarinos. We're applicable. That's not the way it worked. El Moided in Isarinos. It was always one Isarin. So if you're going to need three Lapar, you're going to just measure three of them. Chatzi Isarin. What do you do with the Chatzi Isarin? Shabayu Moide Chavita Kohen Gadol. That was used for the Chavita Kohen Gadol. Because the Kohen Gadol's Minchas Chavita was also one Isarin. But he brought a Machtzisa Baboiker, Machtzisa Ba'erev. It's like this. You had to know what's a half and a half. So you use Mechtzah Baboiker, Umechtzah Bein Rabbi. Tanya Hoy Ramei Oimer, Ramei Flake Zugin. Ma Talmud Lemin Isarin, Isarin, like Heveso Echod. The Pasik says, Isarin, Echad, it says the word Isarin twice. There were two measuring cups, each one measured in Isarin. Echad Gadush, the Echad Machuk. One was an Isarin if you would heap it. So if you would fill up this cup and it was heaping, you would overflow it a little bit. That's when it measured in Isarin. The other one was a little bit bigger. So the other one, if you just filled it up to the top, even without heaping it, that's when it measured in Isarin. And the purpose of both of these were for the menachos. Moichek, the one that was machok, the one that was in Isarin, if you filled it up to the top, that was used for the Chavit Kohen Gadol. And the other ones, the other one was used for all the other menachos. No, you didn't need two measuring cups that measured in Isarin. One that was machuk, one was for Gadlish, one for the Minchas Chavitin, and one for the other menachos. All there was one. Shenemar, and how did the Chachamim know? Because it says, V'Isarin Echad, La Keves HaEchad, So Rav Meir darshin the pasuk isorin lakevas ha'echad, and the Chachamim darshin the pasuk v'isorin echad. Isorin suggests there were two that measured in isorin. Isorin echad obviously suggests that there was only one. Im kein, so the Gemara says according to the Chachamim that there was only one. Matam loymar isorin. What is the Chachamim do with Rav Meir's pasuk? The Rabbi's chatz isorin. It's coming to be marba a chatz isorin. Rav Meir chatz isorin minali. According to Rav Meir, how do you know that there was a measuring cup for chatzi isarin? The Chachamim use it from isarin. The extra isarin is coming to teach me a chatzi isarin. Rame uses isarin to tell me there were two that measured in isarin. So the Gemara says nafgalei mi vi isarin. That pasuk that the Chachamim brought vi isarin echad, the vav is coming to teach me an extra measuring cup that measured a half of isarin. V'rabbanon, what did the Rabbanon do with the vav? Vav lei darshi. V'rameir hay vi isarin echad lekevesa echad my avdle. So they use the vav to be marba a chatzi isarin. But forget the vav. What about the pasuk? V'isarin echad lekeveso echad. What do they do with that? It sounds like one isarin. According to Rav Meir, it's not true. There was isarin, isarin. So from the vav, they know Rav Meir knows it was also a chatzi isarin. But at the end of the day, the words v'isarin echad, ein mikri yotzim idei pshuta, it sounds like there was one isarin. The Chachamim said, lafuke, two that measured in isarin. But Rav Meir says, there were two that measured in isarin. So what is isarin echad? Teach me. It's coming to teach me what the Mishnah had said, that there was none that measured two Yisroinos, there were none that measured three Yisroinos. It was Yisroin Echad. Anytime you were going to need the Yisroin, you're always going to use a measuring cup that measured in Yisroin. So the Yisroin Echad is Lafuke. There was none that measured two, there was none that measured three. Rabbanon, had the Rabbanon know that? The Rabbanon used the Yisroin Echad to teach me one Yisroin and not two that measured in Yisroin. They can't use it then, lafuke. You didn't have a measuring cup that measured two and a measuring cup that measured three. So how then do the Rabbanon know that there was no two and there was no three? Nafkelahu min nekudai. They learned it from the pintala. The tiny rule into the braisa. Rabbi Yosi, lamanakud vav, shebe emtsa yisorin. The pintala, a little dot, in your Sefer Torah, and the vav in the middle of the word isarin shall isarin rishon shall yontav rishon. When it's describing the nesachim of the first day shall chag of Sukkot, there's a little dot there. So what does that come to teach me? Shall yimdoid loy b'shal gimel lepar v'loy b'shal shnayim la'ayil. It's learned out from the dot. V'rameya, what does Rameya learn from that dot? Nikud alay darish, nothing. He didn't darshin the nikud. Chatzi yisar mahayim ashamish, shaboha yamoydid l'chavita kohen gadol. So the Mishnah said that there were measuring cups that measured in Yisar. According to Rabbanon, one. According to Rameya, two. There were no measuring cups that measured two Yisroinos, even though sometimes you needed two. For example, if you were bringing an ayah. There were no measuring cups that measured three, even though sometimes you need three. For example, if you're bringing a par. All there was one that measured in Isarim, one according to the Chachamim, two according to Rameir. What's the difference between the two according to Rameir? One you would have to heap in order to get the Isarim, the other one, even if it was Machuk, you would get the Isarim. There was also a measuring cup that measured a Chatz Isarim. What was the purpose of that? So the Mishnah said, Shabbai ha-yumayded l'chavite kohen gadol, because the Minchas Chavitin wasn't Isarim, but it was brought in two halves, Machzisa ba-bayik and Machzisa ba-erev. So it was used to measure the two halves. Break the Gemara, Moided? They measured half the Minchas Chavite v'remini, Chavite kohen gadol l'heibam chatzayin. You weren't allowed to bring the Minchas Chavit and Chatzon. Ella, maybe Yisarin Shalom. What you had to do was you had to bring a complete Yisarin, V'chaytseyu, and then divide it into two. So what do you mean you measured the half Yisarin? You never measured the half Yisarin. What you did was you measured an Yisarin, then you divided it into two. So why are you being Moideh to Chatz Yisarin? So Amar Rav Sheish says, my Moideh na mitan Michal. You're right, wrong word. It doesn't mean Moideh. It means Michalik. It means they would divide the Yisarin by having these two cups, each of which was a half Yisarin. But the point, you're not measuring the half of the Yisarin, because when you're on the measuring level, you're doing it with the Yisarin. But you take the Yisarin, now have to divide it into two. How do you know to divide it into equal halves? Because you had a measuring cup, each one of which measured a chatz Yisarin. So Rav Meir said there were two midos that measured in Yisarin. One was gadosh, one measured in Yisarin if he was heaping, the other one was machuk. What about the Rameir's chatzi isarin? Did it measure a chatzi isarin if it was gadosh, or did it measure a chatzi isarin if it was machuk? So Rav Chizda asked Rameir, why are you only asking me according to Rameir? Why aren't you bothered with the Rabbanan? He said, the Rabbanan isarin guvikami bayiluhum. Gadosh haya machukai. The Rabbanan, it's a whole different shmuz. Because the Rabbanan, I don't even know if the isarin mida was machuk or gadosh. That's not my question. I'm asking Rameir. Rameir, who already said that you needed two different isarinos for the One that measured an Isarin. One was Machik, one was Gadish. So I want to know right now, we'll talk about the Rabban, but according to Rabbi Meir, right now, was that Machik or was that Gadish? Amalei, Rav Chizkiya told Rabbi Bar Chama, Midi Rabbi Meir Nishma L'Rabbi Meir, Umidi Rabbi Meir Nishma L'Rabban. What does that mean? Midi Rabbi Meir Isarin Machik, being that Rabbi Meir said that the Isarin that was used for the Minchas Chavitin was Machik, so it makes sense that the Chatzi Isarin Nami Machik. Because what was the Chatzi Isarin used for? Also for the Minchas Chavitin. So if the Isaroin Midah in Rameir's world was the one that was Machok when being used for the Minchas Chavitin, then it makes sense that the Chatzi Isaroin should also be Machok. And Mid Rameir Machok, Rabbananami Machok. So if the Chatzi Isaroin according to Rameir was Machok, it certainly makes sense that the Chatzi Isaroin according to Rabbanon would be Machok as well. Boy, Menei Rami Bar Chamin, Rav Chizkiya, they asked him another Shaila. Chavite Koin Gadol, Bema Michalkom. Exactly, how did they divide the Chavite Koin Gadol L'chalois Biyad Oibekli? So the Minchas Chavitin ended up being 12 chalois, and they had to be equal. The question is, when they're dividing each individual challah, so you have two halves, each half is going to create six challahs. But the question is, you have to make, ideally, equal size challahs. That's really part of the shayla. Do you have to have equal size challahs? Because if you have to have equal size challahs, you're going to have a mechanism of how you're going to measure it to make sure that each one is going to be equal. And that was the shayla. They do a biyad ubekli. And really, the underlying shayla was, if it's being done biyad, it means it could be be'erich, it could be approximate. If it's being done with a kli, that would suggest that it has to be done a little bit more precise. So Rav Chizkiya said, "Pshita de biyad, the iba kli, because if it's a kli, turtin a yachnes, what kind of keli are you going to bring? I mean, you can't just bring a keli into the Beis HaMikdash, chulam bazar maybe, but it's not so simple to just bring a keli into the Beis HaMikdash. So we had the kelim that we know, we had the midos, the isarin, the chatzisar, but we don't have a midah to start measuring now each individual challah to make sure that they're the same size. The only thing you can think of is bring in a scale." And maybe weigh it. Weigh each chalas like this. You'll make sure each little bukla is the same size. But turtini yachnes, right? Then says, why not? The yachnes. Why can't you bring a scale? Why can't it become a klisharis? Bring it into the azara. So the Gemara says, kim in the beklolik, siv lav erechara. Because there's a pasuk in the teichecha that talks about how there's going to be so little bread that they're going to have to take the crumbs and they're going to weigh it on a scale. So like this, they'll be able to have what to eat. So the turtini is mentioned, the scale is mentioned in a pasuk in the teichecha in the context of klol. We don't want to bring a dovish or klol into the Beis HaMikdash. So Rav Chizkiya said, it must be that they didn't use a kli, they used the yad. And even though it's going to be very hard, the yad, to figure it out precisely, it's not a problem. Another shayla. We know that the shulchan had on it, obviously, the lechem aponim, the yid beis chalas, but it also had the shnei bezichei levoina. Now, the bezichei levoina were in bezichen. They were inside spoons. So you had levoina, it was inside a spoon. The levoina was to the lechem aponim, what the kaimitz was to the mincha, what the dam was to the carbon, it would eventually go on the mezbeach, it would be mat to the lechem aponim achilo. How did the levina get its kedusha? Obviously, if it's going to go on the mezbeach and it needs kedusha, how did it get its kedusha? From the bezicha levina. Rabbi Bacham asked Rav Chizkiya another shayla. What if the levina was put directly on the shulchan? Could the shulchan be mekadesh the levina? Or could it not be mekadesh the levina? Maushi yekadesh kematzim begoydesh shalay. Maybe mekadesh lechem. Being that the shulchan was able to be mekadesh lechem, kematzim not mekadesh. Maybe can be mekadesh the levina as well. Or you do, but the chazli mekadesh the chazli loy mekadesh. Mekadesh the lechem because that's where the lechem belongs. But it can't be mekadesh the levina because it's not where the levina belongs. Amalei say he told him ain't mekadesh. It can't be mekadesh. Faith the gemara ain't is that so? Amir Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said the dibri. Amir tvachaimu mechza koyfel. So we'll see more about this later on, the Kamandaf Tzadik Vav, I am in Maseres Hashas. So we're going to get to these Gemaras, the Gemaras that talk about some of the specifics of the Lechem Aponim. But, we're all familiar somewhat with the picture. The breads, they were folded up on the sides, right? They were like, you had these two sides, and there's a Machlokes in the Gemara, how tall those walls on the that you made from the challahs were. So Rabbi Yechon said like this, according to Manama that says, it was Tvachayim Umechza, it was 2.5 Tvachim, Nimsa, it comes out, Shulchan Mekadesh Chamisha Asa Tefech, that the Shulchan had an ability to be Mekadesh 15 Tvachim high. Why? Because each side of the shulchan had six chalis, yud beis, it was 6 and 6. Each one is 2.5 tfachim, 6 times 2.5 is 15. So it comes out, Rabbi Yechon and said, according to Mandama that says that the kaifel, the fold, was 2.5 tfachim, the shulchan had an ability to be mekadosh up to 15 tfachim. The divrei omer tfachayim kaifel, according to Mandama that says that they folded only 2 tfachim, nimsa shulchan mekadosh yud beis tefach lamaila. It was only 12 tfachim lamaila. Now, taina Rav Chizkiya, what exactly was Rabbi Yechon trying to say? We know the shulchan was mekadosh the lechem. So Rabbi Yechon is doing the math for us that the lechem that everybody knows the shulchan was mekadesh, According to one man number, you see it can be Mekadosh Lechem up to 15 Tvachim. According to the other man number, it's been Mekadosh up to 12 Tvachim. Mike Kamashmalan. We know that. There's no chiddush in what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. Rabbi Yochanan is doing the math for us, but we don't need help with the math. Rabbi Yochanan must be saying a chiddush. Says the Rav Chizkiya, you know what Rabbi Yochanan must be saying? That from the Lechem Aponim, we can learn that the Shulchan had an ability to mekadosh other things, up to 15 tfachim and up to 12 tfachim. Lemarke de islay ulemarke de islay. What's the other thing? It must be the Levina. So l'chur, you have a mefurish araya from Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Shulchan can be Mekadish not only the Lechem Aponim, but it can be Mekadish the Levain as well. This is a Kasha. This was an Eini on what Rav Chizda said. Again, Rami Bar Chama asked Rav Chizda whether the Shulchan had an ability to be Mekadish the Levain. So he told him, no. The Chazilei Mekadish, the Chazilei Eini Mekadish. Says the Gemara, what do you mean, Eini? What did Rabbi Yechanan mean when he said the Shulchan can be Mekadish up to 12 Tvachim or 15 Tvachim? Probably something else, which must be the Levain. So the Gemara says, Amalei, no. Eini Mekadish li Karva, Mekadish li Pasol. We know that not all Kedushas were created equally. There's Kedusha and there's Kedusha. Sometimes you find Kedusha as it relates to it's Kaddish enough that you can actually put it on the Mizbech. Sometimes you find that it's not Kaddish enough that you can put it on the Mizbech, but it's Kaddish enough that it can become Pasul. It can be Nifsa Belina, it can be Nifsa Liyotzi, Rabbi Yechanan. You're right, we're saying a Chiddush at the Shulchan can be Mekadish something other than Lechem Aponim. But that means it's Kaddish Li Pasul. As it relates to Rami Bar Chama Shaila, he wanted to know if the Levina was put on the Shulchan, can I now take the Levina and put it on the Mizbech? That's already a whole different story. That's Kaddish. It cannot be Kaddish Likarev. We will stop here.